Hey, self-improver. A better world starts with a better you, so let's take another step toward your best self today. This is your weekend recap. Now, let's review. On Monday, I talked about how the fastest path to getting better results is to do things better. Shocker, I know. But it's actually novel when you realize that our first ideas for improvement are to use better things. New strategies, new tools, new focuses. But honestly, your best path forward is to do what you're already doing better. Tuesday, I talked about the four phases of productivity that exist as a cycle. It all starts with being bored, with not enough to do and no alignment. Then advances to being busy, where you have a lot to do, but it's not the most aligned and high leverage things. Then it goes to balance, where you've got a lot going on and now it is aligned with who you want to be. And last is bliss, where you don't feel pressured or rushed. You don't have much to do, but all of it is fully aligned. Next, Wednesday I shared Inky Johnson's distinction between setting standards and expectations. Standards are internal. They're based on character and what you authentically want to see for yourself. Expectations are external, based on what other people view for you. Both have power and merit in their own ways, and it's important you make sure you're leveraging both, because most people neglect having personal standards for themselves. After that, on Thursday, I featured the African proverb, "If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together." I talked about how this quote brilliantly highlights the fatal flaw of our inclination to pursue immediate gratification, which is to go fast, knowing full well that ultimately we'd rather be more patient and go far, as we know that offers the better reward. And last, Friday was all about how we can redefine failure for ourselves. Failure is just a story that attempts to make sense of a previous event. When we see our pursuits as targets rather than goals, we can better see the opportunity for improvement in the times where we don't achieve our desired result. And with that lens, implement adjustments to make our next attempt better. I'm Brian Ford, and I'm proud of you for investing in your growth and honored that you trust me to help you with your perspective. If you're new to the podcast, welcome and way to commit to being better every day. I've put together a resource for you that pulls some of the best episodes from the past and summarizes the 7 fundamentals to self-improvement. If you want to drive your self-growth forward and avoid the most common pitfalls of self-improvement, accelerating your learning curve years in just 10 minutes, click the link in the description to check out those 7 fundamentals. You grew today. Let's do it again tomorrow on Self-Improvement Daily.